RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming up at 11:05, want to kind of get into a little bit more of what happened last week with Christmas, and Ken kind of touched on it with illness and how that's creeping up on all the NFL reports and the hockey reports and basketball reports when it comes to the injury list, and you see guys out with illness, and we'll get to that coming up after the top of the hour. Meantime, 248-539-9797, the telephone number here, same number to text. And I mentioned that, you know, maybe some philosophies have to change when it comes to the off season. And when I say that is, I think, to me, Kang, one of the big issues that I've had with Brad Holmes, and it might be the only issue, one of the only issues, I like Brad Holmes a lot. I don't want to move on from him from the general manager, and I like Dan Campbell a lot. I'm not moving on him from head coach. These guys are fine. And Jared Goff is the quarterback. These are the big three everybody looks at. Those are fine. That's not it. It doesn't mean you can't change some things up, though. And if you're going to change things up without changing the actual person and replacing him, it's getting to think differently. So a philosophy, a paradigm shift, if you will. And one of the problems I have is that Brad Holmes is crazy aggressive when it comes to the NFL draft and maneuvering all throughout the draft, constantly trading, giving up assets to move up to get his guy. He'll pinpoint on a guy, he wants him, and he'll move up and go get him. I haven't had as much of an issue moving in the first round of the draft. You know, when you trade back, you got Draisaitl and Jahmyr Gibbs, you want to trade back and get some more assets, and you do it, and you're passing on Jalen Carter. Okay, but he got it right. Jalen Carter's a great player. But Jahmyr Gibbs and Sam Laporta, that's a better combination. That works better. I'm okay with that. You know, trading for Jameson Williams, that has some mixed reviews on that. But I like JMO as a player a lot. I think he adds a ton to this offense. But it's the maneuvering around to get guys like, even though I was a big Hendon Hooker fan, you give up a lot of draft capital to move up and get him. Broderick Martin, felt like there was an awful lot going on to move up to take Broderick Martin. Isaac Tesla, I like Isaac Tesla, but I have a hard time thinking that he wasn't going to be available to you when you were going to pick without having to move up and get him. I could be dead wrong. They've got intel to tell us otherwise, and that's why they made the move. But nonetheless, these are players where multiple picks are given up to secure that pick. And I bring this up because when you get to a trade deadline, when you're looking at whatever it is, early November, whenever the trade deadline is, the capital you have is draft capital. That's how players get moved to the trade deadline. It's not player for player like you see in baseball. It's a totally different kind of trade deadline in the NFL. It's basically which draft picks are you going to give up to another team to acquire a player that's going to help you out. And the Lions haven't been terribly active. You know, they did get Za'Darius Smith a year ago, and he was okay for the Lions. But this past year, they didn't do anything. And they had definitely a screaming need on the offensive line to try to add to it, but they didn't. And I think there was only one offensive lineman that was moved with mixed results. And again, we don't know who was available to them. But my problem is that he's not willing necessarily to give up the assets on a trade deadline day, but he's more than willing to do it at the draft. And I wonder if that's a philosophy that needs to change. Hang on to your draft picks during the draft. And if you're going to move anything for the following season, do it at the deadline when you're acquiring players that can help you out right here and now. And they're proven commodity players. They're not taking a chance and taking a flyer and hoping this guy's going to be great in the future. It's what can I do right now to improve this offensive line, to improve the pass rush, to improve the secondary? That's where I look at it. I think maybe that's a philosophy that has to change at Brad Holmes. He doesn't need to be super aggressive at the draft, but maybe save some of those picks so that you can be more aggressive at the deadline.
It's tough because what you're kind of asking him to do is be perfect almost. And it's no GM is perfect. No president is perfect, right? I understand the real core of your philosophy is just hold on some more picks to be able to use them later. But he does everything with conviction, which I appreciate because this is how we got here. Yeah. This is how we got to a competitive football team, a great culture, right? My change in philosophy for him, what I would ask for is if it is kind of the falling in love with your own players thing. I just mentioned he does everything with conviction, but maybe sometimes you have to have someone else reevaluate or evaluate what you do have and move on. Be able to move on from players, right? And so if you believe in a guy, you give him a contract, you draft him, that's one thing. But if you see maybe it's not working, to be able to let that person go, a la Marcus Davenport or Emmanuel Mosley. I know those guys are because of injury concerns, but the Davenport thing, I mean, everyone saw coming for since
these
the day they signed him. Mahogany. Maybe, you know, they obviously thought he was going to be okay this year. Maybe he wasn't going to be okay. Maybe you really need to go find another guard. I know they drafted Ratledge. Maybe you thought Glasgow could handle it in the middle, but he actually just is getting worse and older. I think I give him a little slack on that because Frank Ragnow retired so late after the draft, right? But I just want them to be able to, like, reevaluate, hey, maybe this guy isn't going to develop like we thought, and then cut cords right away instead of, you know, hanging on and seeing what you have. Because I'm not sure Manu was going to be that good. I mean, that one, talk about reach. That
I have no idea. And Giovanni Manu was another one that they traded up to go get. And that's why I said, okay, even though I think this is a philosophy I'd like to change with him in terms of, you know, being less aggressive on draft day and giving up picks to move up to a third, you know, to give up multiple picks to get a third round pick. I don't like that necessarily because I like to hang on to some of those picks. So when it comes to the trade deadline, to use that. That being said, you know, when you talk about giving up on guys and maybe it's time to give up on some players that you've drafted and get ahead of it, that was one of the big problems with the team this year. And where I do think injuries, it's not an excuse. There's a legitimate reason why you're in a position that you're in. And that is that some of your backups aren't good enough. But the problem is they've had to go to the backups to the backups. And Manu is another one of these guys that got hurt. This was supposed to be a year you got to see something from Manu. Like, you think it would have helped him out if he was able to at least practice every day? But he wasn't because he got hurt. Same thing with Sorensdahl. Got hurt. You know?
I think they got hurt, which maybe...
Same thing with Mekhi Frazier. Got hurt.
Also, I don't think they were developing that quickly. And maybe the injuries had something to do with that as well, the development. But you can't run Dan Skipper out there as your backup tackle, who you cut, by the way.
Yeah.
You cut and put him on the practice squad. And at the end of the year, he's your starting tackle when you need to win the game. Your playoff lives are on the line.
Right, and part of that is because Sorensdahl got hurt, because Manu got hurt, and Jamarco Jones got hurt. These were guys, I think, that were absolutely going to be ahead in the depth chart, and they're not. And I wonder what's going to happen with a guy like...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
to Josh Pascal. I mean, I'd have to look back and see if did they trade up to get Pascal or not. I don't remember, but that's another guy that a lot of hopes, you know, put into him. A good size guy.
Enrique, they believed in him.
Yeah, all these guys that can play inside and outside, and none of them have panned out. So that's just an area I think that maybe the philosophy has to change and take a closer look at. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Kyle's in Northville. Kyle, welcome to 971.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, this is 100% Brad Holmes' fault. And from a player personnel standpoint, you take that one draft away, I think we can all agree he's getting a D or an F in his trades, his free agency, his handling of which players to bring back. The fact of the matter is, and let's just take the last 2 years, he takes Williams. Now, he might have had a first-round grade on him, but Johnson from Michigan has been, when he's on the field, outstanding for Arizona. And the year before, we take Kerryon Arnold, and Cooper DeJean was sitting there, and now Philadelphia has arguably the two best cornerbacks in football, or pairing in football.
Well, we're up against the break here, Kyle, but I understand what you're saying. I mean, if that's a talent evaluation thing, you like one guy over another guy, and you were wrong. 97-1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.